You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Locked On Lions, everybody, on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for listening and joining us and making us your first listen each and every day. Matt Derry with you on this, a Wednesday, May the 4th, into Thursday, May the 5th. What's going on, everybody? Jason Lockenfora is our guest today from CBS Sports, NFL Insider. Jason, of course, used to cover the Red Wings for the Free Press here, so he has some experience with Detroit. And he said it in his column the other day. Folks and rival executives raving about the Lions draft. We'll get Jay on here momentarily and hear from Mr. Lockenfora coming up on the program today. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. We are brought to you today by our friends at Blue Nile. This Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever. With fine jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Lions listeners get $50 off $500. Use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. Also, on the show today, Dave Burkett of the Free Press caught up with Dr. Lyle Kane, the surgeon for Jameson Williams, who performed his ACL surgery back in January, and some positive steps for Jameson Williams, no question about it. That's coming up on the program. Also, real quick note here. Some of you on Twitter and some of you have been emailing me, and I love talking to the listeners and everything else, and asking me about, well, you keep saying that on the podcast that Brad Holmes, you know, made the pick for Jameson Williams, but it wasn't necessarily all Brad Holmes on the Aiden Hutchinson selection. Folks, let me tell you something. Go back and look at the pictures from the war room. Go back and watch the videos in the war room. Who's sitting in there? Who's standing right next to Brad Holmes? All right. I think this organization's on the right track. I do. I think things are improving. I like the direction that it's going. All right. But let's remember something. Sheila Hamp still has a hand in things. Mrs. Ford, all right, still has a hand in things. Sheila's mother, she was sitting in the war room. Rod Wood, 222 Rod Wood Drive, was standing next to Brad the entire time. All right? They were not passing on Aiden Hutchinson. That was an organizational selection. For those of you who say, oh, Derry's wrong, okay. You know, I don't toot my horn much, but if you were following me on Twitter throughout the draft, who was giving you the picks before anybody else? All right? I have my ways. I know a few things. Trust me on this. Aiden Hutchinson, yes, Brad Holmes likes him. I'm not saying he doesn't. But that was an organizational selection. Jameson Williams, Brad being aggressive, moving up from 32 and 34 to number 12 to go get his game-breaking wide receiver. That was the stamp of your general manager. And now, speaking of Jameson Williams, let's get to this. Great job by Burkett. I'm a big Dave fan. Berkey did an awesome job. If you go to Freep.com and read his piece today, he spoke with Dr. Lyle Kane of the Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center down in Birmingham, Alabama, about Jameson Williams. Oh, I keep calling him Williams. Yeah, I did. Jameson Williams. I almost said Jameis Winston is what I'm saying. Jameson Williams, a wide receiver's anterior cruciate ligament surgery back in January. Quote from Dr. Kane. Jameson's goal is to play in the first preseason game, obviously. Said Dr. Lyle Kane of the Andrews Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center in Birmingham, Alabama. Quote, I told him, I said, look, depending on which team you go to, most teams are probably, they're going to be very conservative. You've got to understand that. And he'll get talked into it, but I know he's, in his mind, he said he's going to be ready game one. And I'm not talking about game one in September. He's talking about game one in August. The doctor went on to say that he'll look like $1 million when this thing is all over. Kane also said it's often mental hurdles that are the athlete's biggest obstacle when it comes to working themselves back into form. He wants to play right away. No. When Williams comes back, who knows? Some ACL surgeries, guys aren't back. If they get it done after the college season, like Jameson did in January after the national championship game, some people are saying October. This kid wants to be back by August, which is pretty impressive. So we'll see. He has started his post-operative running program. Should progress to football-related things sooner rather than later. Now, it's going to be up to the Lions team, doctors too, and the Lions organization on where this all goes. But I am so excited for this kid to be on the field, and you want him to be 100% when he starts. But, man, he wants to be out there for the first preseason game. I highly doubt the Lions are going to let Jameson Williams play in preseason games. And quite honestly, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't at all. All right, Jason Lockenfora coming up next. What about BlueNile.com? If you're looking for some sort of jewelry or something for mom for Mother's Day, there's only one place to go, and that is BlueNile.com, the original online jeweler. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And what about moms, specifically for Mother's Day? Wife, girlfriend, mother, mother-in-law, grandmother. It's given as a gift, and they got a fine jewelry, diamond jewelry, cocktail rings, tennis bracelets, gold layering jewelry, etc., all at good prices at BlueNile.com. Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry options for every mom. Stop what you're doing and go to BlueNile.com. You can do it. All right? Mark Mother's Day the right way. Get her that tennis bracelet. All right. This Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. Our listeners here at Locked On Lions will get $50 off $500. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day. Use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, here's Jason Lockenfora, our buddy from CBS Sports, NFL insider, and we touched on his piece a little bit the other day. Lions' fortune's about to change with draft hall execs' love, is what Jason wrote. And he joins us right now. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, bud?
How you been?
I can't complain, man. Busy, but that's a beautiful thing.
Tell me about people just lauding the Lions to you and execs giving Brad Holmes some love. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, look, this is the time of year when you hope to be able to sell some hope. And I think coming off that weekend, given the depths that franchise has sort of been – sinking in or stuck in or muddled in, however you want to couch it, for as long as it has been. And look, last year was another step back year, right? I mean, when you're trading a quarterback the caliber of Matthew Stafford and you're doing it to get long-term assets, most of which you won't really be harnessing in real time, that's going to probably be pretty, and you've got a rookie GM, a rookie head coach, a staff that was kind of maybe cobbled together in some aspects. There's going to be a learning curve. You're going to take some lumps, and people don't want to hear that, but that was going to be another step back year. Now, I think, given the way that roster looks right now, and with them still having future draft capital, not putting themselves in a position where they've compromised themselves significantly for future years, I think you have to feel good about the ability to take a step forward in 2022, the ability to have a roster that has more young men with long-term promise than it does. You're a placeholder. No, you're a six-month placeholder. You're a 18-month placeholder. You're a 12-month placeholder. I just feel like that roster, when you see it in camp, it's going to feel a little more real. Right, it's going to feel like there's going to be a handful of players whose development people are going to be really invested in, and that hasn't been the case there. As bad as they've been, right, it hasn't been the case where you've looked at a core. It might be a guy here, a guy there, a Darius, right? But I feel like they have put themselves in position now to start building a foundation, and a lot of people who don't love the draft or don't like it as much as others will ding them for saying, well, God, look at the quarterback position. You know, it's the most important in all professional sports, and they did nothing. You know, my counter would be, well, who did anything other than the Steelers? Like, I mean, could they have broken Malik Willis's fall, like, day two somewhere? Yeah, but if you're not willing to sort of invest yourself mind, body, and soul in that sort of quarterback, if he's not the end-all and be-all for you, if you're not willing to holistically turn the thing over in at some point this year to him the way the Ravens did to a Lamar Jackson from Joe Flacco when their season was in the abyss at a week 9 bye or whatever it was, and they're week 10 and they're 4-5. If you're not willing to do that, then don't force it. You know what I mean? Then yeah. No, then wait. Well, just wait. Because the market waited on these kids.
There's so much to unpack here. I'm cutting you off because you're on such a roll right now, and I love it. You're in D.C. and in the Baltimore area doing radio, too. I want to ask you this. You're talking about the quarterbacks, and obviously here in Detroit, it's like, well, Jared Goff's probably not the future. Heck, Brad Holmes was on the radio here yesterday kind of saying he didn't exactly endorse it. But, like, Sam Howell goes to Washington in the fifth round. What was the reaction there? And I'm sure that probably didn't surprise you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, well, somebody was going to take him, and most people thought he would have gone in the third round. You know, I think if like the Ravens didn't have a dog in the quarterback fight, right? They're set. They love their backup. They love their starter. Better get him signed long term.
Yeah.
Regardless, Howell was the best player standing on their board at the top of the fourth round. Now, they had all those 6 fourth round picks. They weren't going to take him because it just didn't make sense for them. But, like, that's a team that's done pretty good evaluating quarterbacks. They thought he should have been gone at the top of the fourth round. They ended up taking him in the fifth. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? It's also where you go. And the odds of that young man tapping into his potential and being all he could be in that wasteland in Northern Virginia is, I mean, I can give you a long list of kids who, like you want to talk Jason Campbell, you want to talk RG3.
Yeah, you were there.
You want to talk Patrick Ramsey. We can do this all
day long. You were there exposing them. They didn't like you for that.
No. So, like, is that really going to work? Now, I get why they did it. At a certain point, it's like, well, what the hell? Are we going to take a punter, right? Or are we going to take a developmental guard? Or are we going to throw a dart at this lottery ticket? But, like, that doesn't mean that had to be what the Lions did. I just feel like they're telling you what they thought of this class, and the industry, by and large, would agree with them. I mean, you saw Ritter's reaction where he went in the 70s. Like, he was, like, so where the media and mock draft expectations were, and I fell for it. I had a bunch going at the end of the first round because I thought they'd do the fifth-year option thing. So I was way off. I was swayed, but the reality is I don't think you can, like, if the Lions didn't like any of them up high and nobody went till 20 and they wanted to build their team out in a different direction and keep an eye towards next year, given the deep hole that this regime inherited, I don't think you can blame them for that.
No. I mean, I guess the question is, though, Jay, do they love Goff, or do they just hate this class? Or do they hate this class more? This quarterback class more?
I just think it's that they have a long-term plan that involves a quarterback other than Jared Goff. And again, these guys had their limitations. So, okay, look, if Kenny Pickett falls out of the first round, do they take Kenny Pickett in the second round? Do they find a way to make that happen even with the trade up? I mean, that's a conversation probably worth having. It never got to that point because
right.
He didn't live. But outside of that, Ritter's got accuracy issues. You know, like, we can do the whole thing. I mean, Malik Willis is a tremendous athlete right now, and he might be a great quarterback. But again, it's going to take you being willing to really kind of zig when everybody else is zagging, at least in the short term. And if that's not where you are, then don't do it. Hmm. If you think something next year might fit better, and you're stuck with Goff anyway, I mean, you're not going to get anything for him, like, it just is what it is.
Right.
Then continue to swallow that nut, evaluate what else you have going on, and try to have the best intel on this quarterback class as you possibly can and figure out where the sweet spots are next year. Look, I think they're going to be better, but I don't think they're going to be, you know, picking in the 20s. So you're going to be situated pretty well. And, you know, if you have to make a move up, they just showed you they jumped up 20 picks. And I don't think paid a steep price to do it. So it's not like they're averse to that if that's what it takes next year. And I don't think, again, it's not going to take 20 picks because there's no way they're going to be picking in the top half of the first round. But I found myself nodding along to what they did.
Jason Lockenforth, CBS Sports NFL Insider, does a fantastic job. I love having him on. All right, tell me about what these evaluators and other GMs and execs are telling you when you talked about the move up by Brad Holmes, aggressive move to go get Jamison Williams. That sounds like it turned some heads, yes?
Well, I really thought the Eagles were going to move up to 6 to 8, something like that, to get this young man themselves. And I wouldn't have been shocked had the Saints done it. Now, you know, they went in a different direction, and I think at that point the Lions, you know, it was time to pounce. You don't want to see what else, even after getting A.J. Brown, you don't want to see what else Howie Roseman, other tricks he has up his sleeve. You don't want anybody else to get to that spot. So I love it. I love where they got him. I think he'll be the best receiver in this draft, and he's, what, the third one off the board. That same offer that the Vikings took, I can tell you unequivocally for a fact, was pitched to other teams above them who would not do it without getting significant 2023 draft capital, a projected at least top 50 pick.
Interesting.
And Minnesota took it.
Yeah.
After others turned it down.
And they're in the division, the same division.
Those guys are smarter than me, and their master plan might work also. But looking at that snapshot of the machinations these teams made in real time, because of the upside of that player, and because there isn't pressure to have to win this year, and because he'll get this developmental sort of fits and starts whenever he plays, and right, he'll work through a lot of things. Now, you've got the fifth-year option on him, although you're probably going to have to pay him well before that with what's going on with receivers, but at least you have that leverage by getting him in the first round. And when you hit the ground running in 2023 with a new quarterback that you drafted, this young man is already, you know, he's the learning curve. He's gone through all the, you know, the mental stuff about coming back from the injury and what that's like. And like, I just think you now are building an infrastructure for that quarterback to step into.
6 of the 8 players they drafted are on the defensive side. They took 3 edge rushers, and already had on their team the Okwara brothers, Charles Harris, et cetera.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about what Brad Holmes is trying to do, and do you like that?
I love it. You can't have too many, and when you do, guess what? You'll get value for them. Look at the Denver Broncos and what the Von Miller trade did for them in terms of draft, you know, capital that then, you know, allowed them to trade for Russell Wilson and still have a little bit of a safety net. Like, you don't think people are going to be hunting veteran pass rushers at the trade deadline? Of course they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just think it's exactly what I would be doing. Look at the first 5 picks in this draft. It's all guys who get to the quarterback or affect the ball in the air once he throws it. So, yeah, I'm on board. The more the merrier. Pascal, I love that kid. Hutchinson, you now have a face of the franchise. And I think you have to, as much as quarterback, there's so many good ones. Now, luckily for the Lions, most of them are in the other conference now. And the ones who are over there should be retired in the next 2 years. But still, you've got to have a semblance of a defense. And yeah, give me all the pass rushers. And again, if you've got more, if it's the middle of October and these kids are playing every down and you've got veterans who think they've got more in the tank, that's future draft picks. I like Harris a lot. Somebody will want that dude if he's available in the middle of the season.
That's a good point. What about the division on May 4th? I'm not telling you to make predictions, but you're looking at it. What do you think in terms of what Chicago, Minnesota, and Green Bay did?
Well, Chicago, I think Fields got speed, man. I mean, we're not going to know what that kid could be because you're not going to give him a fighting chance. That's just that, you know, they basically punted on having an offense this year. Minnesota, I don't know, man. I think Minnesota is like Tennessee. If you're that stuck in the middle with a quarterback at this stage of his career, you're probably better off at least taking a swing at the developmental guy. I'm sorry, you know, at a developmental guy. You know, for them to stick with Cousins and Mond, I don't know, to basically take a flyer out of the first round to take a safety there at 32. They must have a long play going on as well, but it's a weird long play when you just guaranteed another $70 million to your middle of the road quarterback. So I don't know, man. That's and he's got a no trade, so I don't. That's a little odd to me, but. So yeah, but they have firepower on offense. They have some players,
sure.
And I think there'd be a real bump there from getting Zimmer out of the building. Kevin O'Connell is exactly like he's the antidote to Zimmer. So I think they'll be an interesting team. Green Bay, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know that these young receivers are going to come in and set the world on fire. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers doesn't hit a wall at some point in time. So I have some, I have some reservations about them. I would lean to Green Bay at this point because of the MVP quarterback. But if you told me the Vikings won the division, despite some of the things that puzzle me, I wouldn't be surprised. They have an offensive coach who is going to make those offensive players feel empowered in a way that Zimmer never did.
Jason, you're the best, man. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, man. I wish everybody the best there. Hopefully better times are ahead.
No question about it. Jason Lockin for a CBS Sports Insider joining us today. I'm Matt Derry here to tell you about Built Bar. Summer is coming. And with summer, you're going to need some food on the go. You're going to need some snacks. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take on family vacations. Seriously, throw them in your bags, in your kids' backpacks, whatever you got to do. Make sure that everyone's got a bar so that you're fueled for summer adventures. The best thing about Built Bars, they're healthy and they taste amazing. No more sacrificing delicious food for health. Some of these other healthy bars, they're terrible. Protein bars, they're horrible. Not Built Bar. Covered in 100% real chocolate, they're the real deal. Get the double chocolate, the raspberry, the cookies and cream at Built.com. Most of them only contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 net carbs. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D-15, for 15% off at Built.com.